I would like to introduce a work for modular synthesizers by Benjamin Flesser. But to introduce is to preface, and to preface is to offer a preliminary explanation, to state a subject, its scope, and aim, making my opening act that of a prelude. My voice is the first movement of this suite. I function as a fugue, a contrapuntal third-person presence between the two states of our work, which now seems separated by the formality of my phrasing, but will weave into a composition in which a loss of awareness will occur, or where the first movements end, and successively where the concert begins. In this third room, a loss of consciousness of our identities has begun, coupled with a flight from one's visual environment, a technique of setting a work in motion behind a formal curtain. Our canon began before the first statement, a contrast without the stepping out in front. A launch of a work as a structure, a building site foundation. As monologues just blocks, parts apart, but when evident, the combined construct, a complex clock. No logic preconditions govern this site. A wave is curling into an arched form and breaks hard and soft into an activity of exponential frequency. This combined gesture instructs no one in a particular way. It does not claim a correct original form. It contours nothing. It does not seek to take on the distinct nature of anything. The synthesis is the author. Without an allocation of the thesis or the antithesis, the result does not rely on the linear as a mother standardizing this practice. The substance is a passage undulating just below this lid-like sentence, triggering a signal indicating a development of a situation. Factored is form. The undercurrent evidence is a method of communication, composed of a sampling of possible approaches, my limitations as a speaker to delineate this format shifts expectations to determine your own role. Your readership carries the tone in its absence, ascending. Shift your tendency to distinguish between entangled, unsubstantiated platitudes and lucidly arranged work. Relieve a dialectic account of this work and make no reference to another. Allow yourselves to relate to these transactions which has begun but are not yet completed. Settle on the absence of something which is awaited without a negative impatience. This is not a non-concert. We are in concert. Reconcile and accept this new proposition. Set aside my wandering and listen. Isolate the other language present within this thick and vicious vocabulary, and let me shed my insecurities as I adopt a plain and unembellished language, as an unweaving between what we see, what we read, and what we hear. In a gradual commute out of this enclosing cul-de-sac, observe with objectivity an audible experience, not a mechanical skill. This is not an evaluation of your presumed reaction. Distill from this not the most factual or interpretive sentiment of exploration, but a score hidden behind communication. I laid a foundation with this note, which disputes the misconception that appreciation for the mechanics is essential, and end with these questions. What is my observable intention, surpassed, redirected, or negated as this function? Should my introduction delineate a singular substantiated opinion? What is the social contract as a prefix to a coming act? Should I describe or portray something precisely? Perhaps indicate the exact position of this border or boundary? I am posing these questions that should not verbally be answered. The reply in dialogue has already been set in motion with an audible response which remains implicit until its abrupt end. A finale as an immediate epilogue.